there's a thing online now. Tell me earlier, people are attracted to Walton Goggins from Fallout.
Mm-hmm. With
but
no nose.
But the ghoul.
As the ghoul.
Jesus Christ.
The ghoul was not attractive. I'm telling you, the ghoul was not attractive.
No.
No.
I'm just, the whole time I'm just trying to look in his nose to see what's in there.
So they clearly, obviously, that's like, they put on like a green, he had a green thing over his nose the whole time, obviously, because that was green screen. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think that was a mask. It's probably just green screen.
Yeah, green screen
they
makeup.
Do that. There are green dots or whatever they do, green mask or whatever. Mm-hmm. But somebody was like, I'm all for the Pedro Pascalization of Walton Goggins? And I was like, geez, that's a hard sentence to say.
What does that mean?
Remember when Pedro Pascal did Last of Us and started getting, like, when he was blown up, people were like, oh, he's a daddy, he's so sexy. Everybody was like, all about him.
There are people saying that Walter Goggins is fucking like sexiest man alive right now type shit. They're also being like very surprised when they hear him speak and he doesn't have that southern twang accent that he does on most of the characters he does.
Yeah, he just talks normal.
He talks about normally. I think he's from like Pennsylvania. He talks super fucking normal.
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't. These people are the same ones they've never seen.
Justified.
His scenes from Sons of Anarchy.
That.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Trans person.
I was going to say something else that was a little offensive.
That's okay.
No, I was just going to say.
I'll just cut it out.
Well, I mean, transitioning was the way to keep the word, but we know it was transvestite.
Yeah.
It's transvestite.
And I get transvestite kind of sounds like a ghoul or a goblin or a monster.
It does. Like
transvestite sounds like some sort of like Dracula that sucks the hetero out of you or something.
It's boogeyman-ish. Yeah. A little bit. Boogie person.
Transvestite's a funny word too.
It makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Transvestite.
I just giggle.
I also kind of just picture like a trans person in like a vest that's real tight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can see that
dressed
too.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go. They got somewhere to go. Back to Africa.
Fine with that.
Yeah.
With the rest of the Canadians.
Yeah, get on out of here. but I don't understand why it's just like we already had the Chinaman and all.
That's a man from China.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It just works. It flows so. It's such a perfect word. Chinaman. He's a Chinaman. I get it if you're just calling all Asian people Chinaman. But
and the black people slander is a term of endearment for them, you know?
I'll just let them have that. I'm not even going to. Whatever.
I don't even need that word. It's fine. I can do everything without that word. That word offends me. I don't like that word. The word just sounds, in the wrong context, it sounds dirty and I don't want to use it. You know? It's fine.
With the hard R, yeah. But like when I'm rapping along in the car.
Well, I saw a video today of an Asian dude. I guess they called him a goon. They said, goon rolls up on op and beats him up. And it was like, okay. So it was an Asian guy. He was like maybe all of like 20. Had a machine gun in the car. Pulled up on a 12-year-old who was telling him to take his like jacket off and throw it on the ground. I guess it had a disrespectful something about his dead homie. This guy said, end this, end that, end this, end that, end. And it's funny in the comments. It was all black folk going, they're like, God damn, like he says that more than we do. What the fuck?
You know, well, he's got a machine gun. I don't think, if you want to stop him, go ahead.
Well, I mean, tough flex on a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Now, so.
Well, hey, fuck these 12-year-olds, man. I don't trust no 12-year-olds.
These 12-year-olds fucking put a bullet in your fucking head, man, if you ain't paying attention.
They got guns, too. They're still their dad's gun. They'll fucking, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop.
Because you'd be like, young man, pull your pants up. They'll be, why don't you come pull it up for me?
Yeah.
You'd be like, what, man? How about I go get a switch off the tree? And be like, shit, I already got one. Click, click. Yeah. You're like, okay.
I just turned the switch off.
Have a good day.
Yeah. There's, none of this is usable.
No. So let's make some switches with a 3D printer for our guns.
All right. Well, I was still going to use it until you said that. So now we definitely can't.
We don't have guns.
Nah, I have a gun. Yeah. For all of you that are thinking about fucking me, I do have a gun.
I admit
have one.
Nothing. You have to fuck around and find out.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm letting you know now because I don't want you to have to fuck around.
Yeah.
I'm saving you the trouble. I have a gun.
You're like, don't find out because
I already told you.
I'm busy. I don't have time to get hemmed up in court, man. You know, I'm just busy.
Hey, Martin Lawrence said it. Runs how that. All right.
No objections.
Yeah. That makes no sense. Whatever.
It's fine.
All right. Well, welcome back to the Open Mic Podcast. It's your boys. Holla. I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? With me as always, Jason.
Hey.
All right. I like your shirt, by the way. Show it to the camera. Jesus has your back. It looks like he's arm barring the devil, but also it kind of looks like he's making sweet cheek love to the devil. I'm trying not to curse for the first 2 minutes because I hear that's bad for the
gotcha.
gay ass algorithm or whatever.
No, this does look like there's definitely some monster man love happening here on this shirt right here.
Where'd you get that shirt?
I got it from the other Wish company. Can I say their name?
Yeah.
Temu.
Yeah. Temu.
Temu.
Temu. Temu. It's Temu. It's Temu. I'm going to forever. I started with Temu. That's how I'm offended. That's what it is.
Yeah, no matter what. That's how I'm
doing. It's the same thing.
You know, surprisingly, a lot of their clothes fit. Most of the clothes that I buy, they fit. Shirts, all that. T-shirts, you can like wash it once and it's done, but you get the value for it once. You know,
I've bought a ton of stuff, but I also haven't shopped on Temu since like a year now, since it was like fresh. Nope. So maybe they do have stuff that fits me now, because I've ordered like 5 and 6X just to make sure, and they still didn't fit.
Man, I got to tell you, man, we look forward to that orange package showing up, man. We get it here probably like every 3 weeks.
Is that about how long it takes now? Like 3 weeks?
No, we just get one like every 3 weeks. It only takes like about a week to get it. That's not bad. So they're not bad at all. I recently got gloves that have claws in it, so I can like dig into the ground.
So you can be a furry?
Why am I going to dig in the ground? It looked cool at the time. I was like, I need gloves with claws to dig in the ground. Totally.
Like you're playing some kind of sexual Wolverine game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a
plan. Instead of Logan, you're Blogan.
I had a plan for them. I was actually going to clean out my French drain with them, but.
Yeah. And then you just warm around to a convention.
No, I hired a Mexican. Yeah. He cleaned it for me.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. That's.
I used my white money to pay for it.
Come on. Do you think that's offensive? Hey, Mexicans want the work. They want to do it.
It was off
I'm
the books.
Mexican. I don't want to do the work.
It was off the books. It was in cash. Well, I mean, it was on Cash App. Yeah. But, you know.
That's for them to figure out later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed their way around it is I actually send it to a different person each time. So.
Oh, yeah. I ever wonder if that other person I've been Cash Apping is ever going to get hit with taxes for this, because I know they're trying to charge it now on Cash App. They're trying to charge you up with shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's up to them to fight their tax law, you know, not you.
Yeah.
So.
Well. Good luck finding them, just like me at the hospital. Give them a fake name. They can't bill you if they can't find you.
Hey, you know, I used one of the things today that I saw on TikTok that actually I had a bill collector call me, and I asked them, and this bill was like an old bill, and I said to them, too, I was like, okay. I was like, did I ask you to call me? They're like, no, but this is an attempt to collect a debt. I go, okay. I go, I have no issue settling my debts, but what I would like to see from you first is I would like to see the original debt from the original debtor, with my signature agreeing to the terms, and then I would like to see that debtor signing over the debt to you. Show me those things, produce those documents, and I'll still avoid paying you.
Yeah, I'm still not going to fucking pay you. Yeah, I just, that's a good one. I know, like, with hospitals, you can ask for an itemized bill, and suddenly it drops or whatever, but I don't do that, because it doesn't, I'm not going to pay, I don't have the money, I'm not going to pay you. It doesn't matter.
I'll just wait 7 years. It'll fall off.
Yeah, that's my plan always.
I've got, like, 20 credit cards. I get approved for everything that I end up applying for credit for. Your debt doesn't hurt me.
I pay the stuff I'm going to need again. I'm not going to, whatever. Fucking whatever, like old bills like that, I just, when they call to collect, I just keep trying to make them verify themselves, and they always try to make me verify me, and I'm like, why would I give my information to a stranger that called me? And the one question that always gets them, I'm like, what does your company do? And they're like, sir, is this? I'm like, I didn't tell you sir or ma'am. What does your company do? And they're like, sir, I'll tell you if you can verify. I was like, why would I? You can't tell me what your company does? That sounds shady as shit. Does that not sound shady to you if I called you but wouldn't tell you what my company does, but I wanted your personal information, but I can't tell you what I do until you give me your information?
Yeah, like, what if I just strolled into your business and I'm like, hey, it's a nice place, man. What do you guys do here? I would like to buy something.
Yeah, who's the owner? Who's this place registered to? Who's the manager? Where do you live? They always hang up when I get to that. Well, I'm like, well, what does your company do? It sounds shady to me.
Yeah.
They usually just hang up there. I fuck this guy.
Well, you're at a verification standoff with them.
Yeah.
You know.
So they never actually spoke to me.
No.
And
no.
They can't really do shit about it.
Yeah.
So
I just typically, I'll usually shut them up when I'll be like, I didn't ask for this. They're like, what's the debt? I'm like, I still didn't ask for this.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, but we need it. I'm like, I didn't ask for this.
Yeah. 7 years.
It's fine.
7 years. I'm 7 years. That's why I'm 7 years. I'll be off your books. So that's what it is.
You guys are you guys are my broken mirror. That's fine. I'll deal with the 7 years bad luck. That's okay.
Yeah, I didn't get that at first. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, are you Snow White, dude?
I'm trying to keep some of the old sayings around so that they don't die, because a lot of these trains of thought are gone.
That's what we need. Let's keep old people in office and old sayings around.
Well, I mean, I'm not advocating to keep like Southern statues in place or anything like that.
You leave those statues alone.
That's pride. That's pride, not hate.
Hey, that's heritage, brother. Okay. That's heritage. Don't you remember when this guy killed all those people he shouldn't have killed and enslaved them?
It was in the name of pride.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Leave it alone.
Was that white pride?
First date with a black chick once, we accidentally took a picture under, like, with one of those statues, a racist statue in the background.
Nice. Like General Custer standing right over here and shit.
Yeah. And then I realized while she was taking the selfie, I was like, hey, I think the lighting's better over here. Let's go over here.
Was she of non-European descent that you were taking the picture with?
She was black.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No, she's a black chick.
Okay.
Yeah. Straight up. It's okay to say black chick. She's a black chick.
You're like, listen, sister, I had your back, man. All right. I didn't want you to get compromised in the picture.
I didn't call her sister. I didn't do that. Hey, soul sister, you want to get some barbecue and scrimps?
Go, sister. Yeah. Soul sister.
Hey, now, sister. Yeah. I don't know what the song is.
It's all good.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on. Check this out.
I want to know what this guy is preparing for and how do I join?
I feel like he's preparing for sexual assault.
It's sexual assault or a zombie apocalypse. And I got to tell you, of the two, only one of those is likely to happen.
I think one of those has already happened. Yeah. Also, if you work at that gym, like I get, you don't want to go up to him or anything, but how do you, I'd be like from across the room, I'd be like, hey, don't do that.
No swords allowed.
Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be the worker that's going to go over there for like $14 an hour and be like, yeah, you can't have that here, sir.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who else is going to tell me I can't have it?
Yeah, he's trained.
Yeah.
Clearly, he's trained.
Oh, I mean, he's on a mission.
Yeah, that guy seems like a fucking idiot.
Yes.
Like, did nobody see him carry a sword in?
So...
Not a sword, a sword.
So I can only do assumptions here, but I notice nobody else is working on the machinery around him. So it tells me it's either very early in the morning, very late at night, or everyone saw him come in with a sword and everybody moved the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, I feel like everybody moved. I hope he went around to people and was like, hey, I'm just doing a funny video. I'm not. But he looks serious. I don't think he is. I think this guy was for real.
The skinhead white bald head is what kind of gave it away.
We already know what those Mayo monkeys are capable of.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know. We got a lot of new names to use.
We do. Yeah. I mean, I don't have to resort and fall back on pink dick anymore. So
no, you don't.
That's the one that hurts my feelings.
A lot of them, surprisingly, a lot of the best ones have to do with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
We're a slippery bunch. I get it. Makes sense. We're the salad folk.
Yeah. You know? I don't like salad dressing, but I do like a good thick mayo when I'm having something that needs that. Anyways. Let's move on. Do you have anything else on this guy?
The only thing that I had alternatively was I was just going to call him a cauliflower pigeon.
That's a good one.
I got a big enough list that I can go ahead and reach in and pull a few out. So
cauliflower pigeon.
Watch for the cauliflower pigeons out here stabbing thin air because you might be their next target.
Jesus. That's such a good one. I liked cum crickets, but then I heard cream crickets, and I thought that was really good.
That was not bad. That was not bad. The bleached baboons. I think somebody said that on one of the...
Yeah. That sounds like... Okay. I'm
going to save the good ones for the next time we do a segment.
All right. Let's move on. Let's move on. Check this out. I mean, if you're that big, there's no way you trained. I don't believe you. I don't believe you trained. You're using
your size as the advantage, and that's going to get you every time.
It's a disadvantage. She was out of breath. It was barely sped up. She's out of breath in like less than a minute of walking around. She was vulnerable when she turned around.
Like 11 steps of cardio ended up winding her.
That last hit, and I'll replay it right here. She fucking, it's like her leg reverted back to jelly.
Yeah.
She barely got touched. She's like, oh, maple syrup, I gotta go down now.
I was gonna say the one ostrich drumstick bumped into the other one and tripped her over, you know?
Yeah, that's a fucking 100 ostriches. And look, we're both fat guys. Feel free to fat shame us. I think fat shaming should come back around. I feel like it'll motivate some people to not have the two heart attacks I had.
I gotta say, look through our old videos and you can see we're actually making progress.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, you are.
Ultimately.
I'm sucking in. Like, my stomach hurts. I've been sucking in. We're going to take a break in a minute. Well,
I mean, any effort is appreciated, you know?
But what is this where like, a fucking featherweight can fight a super-duper extra heavyweight?
That's what I was going to make. That's what I was going to focus on, too. I was going to say, I don't think they're in the same weight class, so that's not a sanctioned fight.
I don't think so.
Also, too, did you see the lack of enthusiasm on the skinnily challenged lady?
The fat one?
Yeah, the fat one.
She's fat. It's okay to be fat.
She didn't even put her dukes up. That would have made her out of breath.
I don't know if she can put her dukes up. Right? I think they said dukes up. She thought they were talking about Duke's mayonnaise.
Okay. Where? I love it.
Dukes, I'll take a King Club sandwich.
So I noticed at the end, too, like the water wasn't really doing the job. She's like, I need a full flavor Coke. Red Coke, please.
How do we just know that her voice sounds like that? I'm going to have to cut this. Jesus. This bitch wore out from a fight, drank a Coca-Cola.
I mean, she's got a big enough storage unit in her bottom chin that she could fucking store lunch for a couple of days in there.
Also, I meant to say a second ago, how can you tell she was enthused? Like, her face was so fat, you can't even tell what face she's making.
You know,
she's one of those that has the same face for just about everything.
I remember being so fat that you couldn't tell if I was happy or sad.
Yeah, I just knew you were sad and mad.
The facial expressions just didn't come through like they were supposed to.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's gonna get there, but it takes a lot of time to travel from the brain all the way up to the front.
It moves a little slower. Yeah, yeah. The heavier you are.
That reminds me of like when I had my heart attacks, I was laying in the hospital and the things that cheered me up was the people that were hitting me up talking shit about this other really fat comic. I mean, even fatter than me. This dude's like 6 bills. He's like way fatter than me. And they were hitting me up like, how'd you die before so-and-so died? Or how'd you have heart attacks before so-and-so did? And I was like, oh, he's had several. The news is still traveling from his heart to the rest of his body. They'll be here around 2024.
Hasn't caught up yet. Give him time. He's dead.
He was just in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And I was like, this is the year I called.
Tip of the hat, sir.
You're welcome. Right. Tip of the gravy, sir. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's a joke. That can't be a real fight. That can't.
It had to be like a TikToker versus YouTuber type of a scenario. Yeah. Unsanctioned, you know.
And if they were really fighting, who do you think would really win? And these two magnificent athletes.
Well, I gotta say, I mean, all the smaller one has to do is like climb up to a higher vantage point, let the big one jump up and down for about 10 times till she like is completely out of breath.
She's gonna bounce up and down like Bam Bam,
and then she's just gonna sit down and fall asleep and then look for some chicken.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't, hibernate like a bear and she's gotta get up and eat.
I don't think she's gonna look for chicken. I feel like she knows where the chicken is. There's no, yeah, she knows exactly. Yeah, all right, okay.
This is not from a place of hate.
I hope Jesus has my back. This is all in the fun of comedy. Just, you know, I'm fat. Feel free to fat shame me back. I am totally okay with it.
I need the attention.
I mean, I'm not, but I just opened the door, so I guess I got to take what I get now. So
it's funny, you know, actually, after losing like 100 pounds, too, and people are like, yeah, you fat motherfucker, I'm like, you don't know what you're fucking talking about.
Yeah, no, they do. You're still fat.
Oh, yeah,
so, I am, too. I tell people I've lost weight, and they're like, okay. Like, you got a lot to do. You still got a lot, long way to go. I'm like, I know. I just stopped telling people.
You're like, let me put your name on the list.
What's your address?
All right. Yeah. All right. You're on the list now. All right.
All right. I think we've been greased up enough. Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
I have to put that laugh in there. She just did. That has to be in there.
She slapped the shit out of that grandma.
And you know what? Honestly, I'm kind of glad she did, because these old white women, specifically, I'll call you out, they get fucking mouthy with everybody. They get mouthy with me, and I appear white. They don't even know my last name. And they think they can just walk up and say some shit to you sometimes. Just like, bitch, and to think you can spit in a stranger's face and you're not going to get hit? Fuck you.
I got to tell you, when it comes to spit, I don't care if you're old, young, man, woman, genderless, blue hair, purple hair, whatever the story is going to be. You spit on someone, all bets are fucking off, dude.
Yeah, no.
That's it.
Keep your fluids inside you. I don't want them.
Game on. And I'll tell you what, if you shit on me or piss on me, I'm going to fucking beat your ass too. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be worse.
Yeah. It might be worth it for me to shit and piss on you now.
So well, you know what? I feel like it would
be. You open the door.
It would be a bigger flex if you did, because I feel like the spitting on somebody is really putting them beneath you. It's really putting them beneath you.
Yeah.
You're like, you're such a piece of shit that I'm going to spit on you. Spit on you.
But I think also if someone's going to shit on you, if you're awake for the most part, you can dodge that. But the spit on you.
If they're dookie flinging.
Spit is like the sucker punch of disrespect, because you can walk away. You can just real quick, you have it done.
Big time. And then you can put like people in between you, and then you're separated and you don't really get the redemption that was needed.
Yeah. I mean, you could run by, spit, and keep going or so. Or either way, you don't see it coming. And I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know what was going on before that. I don't know what was said or whatever. But I feel like that lady used the N-word. I don't know if she did. But
potentially.
I feel like
she's over 60.
She's on the bus.
Yeah.
And
you know who rides the bus? Old ladies?
That say the N-word.
That's
you right. thought we were going to say black people.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, black people drive Mercedeses.
Yeah.
And Malibus.
And buses.
Yeah. Yeah. They drive the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Some of the sweetest guys I've ever met.
Bus drivers are usually pretty cool, too. Most of the time. Sometimes you get the one in the bigger cities. I mean, I travel a lot, and they just had it. Every fucking child and fucking white lady that's been on the bus has pissed them off.
I don't think you can ask them a new question.
No, they're, yeah.
They've heard it all. They're like, back in the bus.
I think you could even walk up and be like, hey, do you mind if I like suck you off a little bit while you drive?
Behind the
line.
They'd
be like, behind the line. As long as your legs are behind the line, yeah, go ahead, just hurry up. I haven't had lunch yet, so let's go.
You know, when it just comes down to, have you ever been spit on in the face?
Yeah.
I've been spit in the face, too. You know what I really hate about, other than the fact that it's really, like, emasculating, is when you smell their stinky, dookie spit still
you
on your
smell
face.
Smell their breath.
Like, 10 fucking minutes later, and you're like, I could still, it's your fucking spit smelled like you were licking an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
The guy that spit on me, I just swung. It was reaction. I didn't even think to swing or anything. I just swung. I hit him, and then everybody else just kind of grabbed him and separated us. And I wanted to keep hitting him, obviously. But it was, I was at a bar, of course, go figure. But I went in the bathroom, like, with the whatever shit soap they had. And I could smell it. It was like that dry cigarette fucking shit BO breath. Just shit kicker breath. It was like cowboy. And it was a cowboy dude. And I wouldn't even talk to him. I don't even know why the guy got mad at me. I still don't know to this day, but he did it. And I fucking hit him right in the chin.
Ugh, you see that motherfucker probably chewing Red Man fucking tobacco all fucking day and fucking spitting some chaw in a fucking Gatorade bottle. Like, no, it's not cool, dude. I don't smell that shit.
I hate in movies when someone gets spit in the face, you know, or like when the bad guy gets spit on, when they take it and they lick it off. I'm like, ew, dude.
I would never.
Ugh.
Ew.
I'd do it if Sofia Vergara spit in my face.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're more attractive than me and you spit in my face, yeah, that's a different story.
Now I'm honored. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, yes. Yes, my liege. Yes.
I'm never washing my face again. I want to smell your dookie breath spit on my face forever.
Yes, your grace. I like the smell of chihuahuas. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of people more attractive than me, you want to move on to the next one?
Yes, I would.
Let's do it.
The proper way to wash your ass is spread your butt cheeks. Take one butt cheek, spread it, and then put your half of your finger inside your ass with a little bit of soap and just wash that shit. Like, this how much of my finger goes up my ass when I wash it. Yep, nails and all that. And I go like this, bitch. I wash that bitch up. Because you never know when you're going. You got to wash your ass. No.
Now, first off, I know there are some dookie flex in that nail. There's no way. If you're giving a fucking merry-go-round in there with the nails on, which do you. Go ahead, Cardi B-hole. Do whatever you want. But you can't tell me you're not scraping spackle off the walls.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You've got, what is that? That's like a witch's hat or like a freaking, what is it, a bugle? You got a bugle on the tip of your fucking finger and scraping it up your fucking shit cave?
I mean,
come on. You know?
Hey, I've never had chili ring bugles. What is this?
I gotta tell you, I'd wash Cardi B's asshole any
would
day.
You?
Any day.
Would you lick
any
that day. Finger?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Suck that finger Cardi down B, like a dude. Like a fucking, like a bone from a tablita from a Mexican short rib.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like a little chipmunk.
Sucking that chicharrón fucking soft.
I bet it's clean, though, if she's already been doing that, you know? I do like how she stopped before she talked about receiving anal, which,
yeah.
Hell yeah, Cardi B. Fuck yeah.
Well, because I loosely think that I think her husband was also in the room while she was talking about this. She's like, you just never know when you. He was like, hey. She's like, okay. So.
Nah, I doubt that. Have you seen her interact with her husband? I feel like
she beats him up.
Yeah, yeah. He does what he's told. I mean, she's the money. She's the looks. She's everything.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. Not saying it's okay. All right. But I'll do it.
I know there's a lot of negative talk going around about Cardi B and she's a skank and this and that and blah, blah, whatever. What's you know the
talk? Are they just calling her a whore?
She's, yeah, all that. And it's like, well, yeah, she's not hiding. She's not hiding from that.
She's never pretended to be anything else. She's only being herself.
Exactly.
And if Cardi B likes to take it in the butt, then all by all means, go ahead. Also, I like Cardi B Hole as a name.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's a great name.
Might even be the title.
When I saw the video, I was like, Cardi B Hole.
Yep.
Cardi B Hole.
It just goes perfectly.
If you guys have any other names for this, by all means, comment section. You know where it is. Go on down there. Try not to leave any more racisms, but you know, I mean, I can't control you guys.
It's got
leave
a nice, it's got a nice anal ring to it.
Yeah, it's yeah. It's pretty good. It's got a secret pouch of a name. It kind of just rolls off the cheeks. Cardi B Hole.
Just kind of slips off your lips, you know?
Your butt lips. Now, you doing this to your ass?
I wash my asshole. Yes, I do. Well, now, hold on a second. She had every bit of about, nail included, she was going about 3 inches up in the butt. That's full penetration, okay?
Well, yeah, yeah.
I still have
her nail was 3 inches. Then she goes down to the second knuckle.
I still maintain my butt cherry, okay? And so I'm not trying to pop that hymen. Nothing's you know,
been in your butt ever?
I'm going no further than fingernail. No further than what my fingernail allows. And that's just to be sanitary.
Well, I mean, if you're in the shower, that's the only place to do it.
Well, but, I'm finally at the weight where I can actually reach my entire asshole. So
you're telling me that no more than a fingernail has ever been in your butt? No doctor has ever done any check on you? None of that stuff?
I don't know if you're aware of this now, but they don't have to do a prostate exam anymore with a finger up your butt.
Then I have phone calls to make.
It's a blood test now.
Really?
Yeah. No bullshit.
I have a few phone calls because I am upset with a doctor. And if you would have came to my special last week, you would have saw the joke about it.
Okay. So Mike's been getting essayed by his doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time I walk in, he's like, hey, essay bend over.
You're like, again? I thought it was only like once every 30 years. I know.
And it's weird because he's a black dude. I'm like, why are you talking like that, man? What the fuck? No. I clean my butthole. I clean it.
Yeah.
I clean it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, even if I had to wash my butt with a fucking loofah on a freaking stick. The asshole is getting
cleaned. I had a butt loofah on a stick.
Nice.
For a while. I can reach it. Plus, you already tried to shame me and tried to do on the last or second before last episode. I'm a stand wiper, but I don't just stand and scrape shit up my back. I like kind of squat and like spread. It's a whole thing. I can show you guys if you want to know.
See, but, for me, it just feels like it's going to be a little bit like a freeze pop popsicle because once you stand up, it's going to squeeze the juice and the contents right up the.
Yeah, but you have a juicy booty. I have no ass.
Thank
you. I have nothing there to squeeze it.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. I've been looking at your ass for 20 years. Things juicy.
I keep looking, man.
Hey, ain't that a peach?
You make me feel good, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, I love you, bro.
That's hey. Love you too, man.
All right.
Don't touch me, queer. No, just play. Here we go. No, but I don't have anything there. That's just how I've always done it. I did it the wrong way as a kid once, and I ruined some underwear, and my dad beat the shit out of me, and since then, I'm just traumatized. I can't do it, man.
Makes sense.
I can't do it.
Makes sense.
Just like the reason I can't eat beans.
That doesn't make sense.
Even though, okay. Yeah, I know. I know it doesn't make sense to you. It's fine. And I have eaten beans.
Beans are fucking delicious.
I want to eat beans. I'm like slowly 40 years in trying to. I know I ate the beans. I was drunk.
I watched this guy eat beans once, and he fucking went so over the top with the fucking acting. I mean, he would have got the nomination, dude, for the fucking Oscar.
I would have got the Oscar, the nomination.
He ate the beans, and there was like barely any beans to begin with. He ate the beans, and he's like.
There was beans. Like you don't understand. It's involuntary reaction in my throat.
Oh, like beans are fucking delicious, dude. How do you not like beans? Okay, but consistency of beans. Scrambled eggs can be like the consistency of beans.
It's not the flavor of beans. It's the consistency. I don't know what it is. No, I like the consistency because like refried beans, mashed potatoes, just a little thicker.
Yeah, see?
I know. No, it's not the consistency.
Okay,
I don't know what it is. It's just like that bean flavor. The memory pops in my head when I do it, and I can't do it. I want to, and I'm trying, and thank you for shaming me for making a breakout moment, but it's okay. It's fine. Also, your ass ain't that great. just so you know. Well, it's just okay now.
I think you said the truth right off the bat. Now you're just like being, this is a defense mechanism right now.
Well, I do the editing and it's coming out of the episode. So there goes.
It's out of here.
You literally talked your ass off the show.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was pretty clever. If you didn't think so, whatever.
Credit where credit is due.
Yeah. Here's my flowers and here's the next clip.
Triple filet of fish with extra cheese and tartar sauce. I do it for y'all. Got some nuggets and some fries. Got some water. Got to keep it healthy. But let's get into this prayer. Thank you, God, for this food that I'm about to receive. And God, I pray you bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Got bae right here on the side of me. But I'm going to let y'all get the first bite. All right, y'all. McDonald's got the best fish, y'all. Gotta get the extra cheese, extra tartar. I got sweet and sour for my nuggets.
So did I hear somebody breathing in an iron lung behind her? Yeah.
That's was she watching Star Wars in the background? I heard Darth Vader in between each sentence.
Yeah.
And like, first off, not even the fact that she's fat. She just, Jesus Christ. Everything, she did all the annoying things that you did. The eating like a fucking, like, and not saying this because she's fat, but that's how a cow eats. Have you ever seen a cow eat grass or hay? With the lips smacking, and with the moaning. Why stop moaning?
Well, because
stop it.
Because the food has become sexual to somebody like her at that point.
I understand that. I love food, and I'm planning every meal the next meal I'm having while I'm having a meal. I'm already planning the next thing that I want to eat because I'm a fat fuck. Even when it's not even like good food, it's like something healthy that I don't even want to eat. I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat white rice and fucking chug a toenail or something.
That kind of reminds me of like the people who like smoke a blunt and roll a blunt while they're smoking the blunt just to roll up a blunt and smoke a blunt again and do it at the same time.
It's gluttonous.
So while you're eating, you're cooking, and then you're eating, and then you're cooking, and then you're eating and cooking.
I mean, I'm sure you've done it, but while I'm like, I'll make a big thing of chicken or whatever I'm making, I'm eating little pieces of this and that, trying things.
For sure.
A lot of times, by the time I'm done, I'm just tired and full. I'm like, why am I so full? I haven't eaten yet. And it's like, oh yeah, I ate half the fucking food while I was making it.
Well, I'm trimming it down to a reasonable sized meal, so when I plate it and take a picture for Instagram, I don't look like a fat fuck.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm going to show the whole plate. What am I, fucking stupid?
I want to applaud and commend her for canceling out all those calories with that healthy 20-ounce bottle of water.
Yeah, thank God you had that water, you know. I mean, and nuggets aren't full chickens, so that's healthier. And fries, those were shoestring fries. They're nothing. There's no carbs. They're whatever. There's no calories there.
I just an observation for myself. I have to notice that if I get to the point that I'm so big that when I make a triple fish sandwich look like a slider in my chunky hands, please intervene. Please intervene. I'm asking you to please intervene.
No, I will not. I will not stand for that. I won't.
I don't think you can.
I don't think. You won't be able to. She can't. That's for sure. That sandwich stands stronger than her. Also, I'm going to have to cut this out. I already know. But
okay.
Triple fish sandwich is also what her husband calls her pussy.
Oh, okay. I knew that was going to pop up somewhere. I mean, that might also be the smell from the back, the front, the top, and the bottom. You never know.
We can't locate the smell. We just know it needs to be eradicated.
And can I just point out the obvious here? McDonald's doesn't make the best fish sandwich, we know. I mean, can we all agree on that?
Well, we can also agree that McDonald's doesn't exist. It's how ignorant people say McDonald's.
You know, obviously, if I was like the person that had a Mac or a Mick name, like, and if it was Mick, my last name was McDonald, there's a differentiator between the Mac and the Mick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
well, because Mick's supposed to be a derogatory term now, which it's only auditory sounds. They can't actually hurt you unless you let them.
It's about white people, so nobody cares.
Yeah, white people. I mean, that's a pretty good white slur, Mick, but it only works on Irish.
It only works on Irish because you got to be a potato eating Mick.
Yeah.
That's it, you know?
Yeah, I'll cut that part too. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's offensive anymore. I don't know. I've gone too far.
Remember, if you're making fun of white people, it doesn't count.
We're not people. That's right. Or half of me's not people. So
it doesn't count.
That's fine.
It canceled
fine.
Out.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. No. The racism you did disappeared as soon as we realized it was about white people.
I've seen people talking about the same subject matter we had with like the we were coming up with racist names for white mm-hmm. people. And one, I think it was Ben Shapiro. And okay, Ben Shapiro with your little boy voice. Okay, you look 13.
Well, hold on. Let me point out a few things here real fast. Well, I just want to point out number one, when I fuck my wife, we only do missionary style.
Yeah, we know. Through a sheet, you put a sheet over you, you just fuck her through the hole in the sheet. Okay. And here's the thing, like, I like Ben Shapiro, but I'm tired of seeing him just watching videos and be like, he's absolutely right. You're commenting on shit that, just shut up, dude. Stick to the subject matter. You're commenting on all this other stuff. It doesn't matter. But on top of that, he was like, he commented on racist names for white people because I saw another. Other video people copying ours. Go look at ours on our TikTok at Dicks. The Open Mic Podcast, M-I-K-E. But he was saying, yeah, because white people aren't people. He was saying sarcastically. And I was like, no, it's not because white people aren't people. You know, it's because white people have had it good for a long time. All right. Not saying we weren't the ones that owned the only ones with slavery. You know, it's not just on white people, but we take the brunt of that because we probably did it the best and the worst. But on top of that, we could take a joke. You find a good racist name for white people, we'll probably just take it and start using it and laugh about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
That's, I mean, it just sounds.
Imagine a word being the fucking thing that shut you down. Word.
That's a feeble mind right there. That's a brittle spirit.
No, it's primitive. It's
childish.
Childish. It's rude, inconsiderate,
rude,
late. You know, it's
insecure,
untimely.
It's malarkey. All right.
Poppycock. Hogwash, even.
Yeah. Hog swoggle.
I don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it.
You're getting cornhorned in the ear.
Stop.
All right. But seriously, it's, you know, I could tie you up and scream at you for days, and you actually won't feel any physical pain besides what you inflict on yourself. Words can't hurt you. So let them or don't. It's up to you.
Remember, the sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Except, you know, like cauliflower pigeon and pink dick.
Yeah,
and
no, those are good. Cricket. No, those are fine.
Yeah, those hurt a little bit.
Mayonnaise mafia. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Oh man, I'm holding such a good one in the arsenal too.
Check
man.
The next episode. I mean, listen to this one. Tell your friends. But on the next one, we'll bring. We know what you guys want. We're not going to hold off forever. We'll bring some more. Just we want to make sure it's good for you. All right, we want to make it good.
We're just edging you a little bit.
I just want to say, before we move on from this whole talk I just had or we had or whatever, we're not trying to open the door for hate speech or anything like that, but things need to be joked about so that we can all move forward and fucking stop being caught up on that. There's a million other problems other than words out there. All right. Also, just fucking relax. All right. We didn't say the N-word, so calm down.
No, okay? I mean, make comedy great again, you know?
Yeah. Come see me. I do that. I mean, I don't say like, you know, art or anything, but I guess I do. I kind of just did. Anyways.
It's not beneath him.
Yeah. No, it's not. But retarded people are above me. So it's fine. I'm punching up.
They get better tax breaks than you do. That's for sure.
Well, I'm pretty dumb and they're pretty smart. So. All right. I don't know. I painted myself into a corner here. I don't know what I'm supposed to do from here.
A little bit.
Let's just move on to the next video.
Let's go get the gabagool.
Gabagool, gabagool.
You know, Elon Musk, he doesn't cook. Bezos, he's not doing laundry. Zuckerberg, he's not mowing his own lawn. All these guys, they outsource this stuff. That I do the same. Now I have a guy that comes in to sleep with my wife because I don't have the time to be distracted from anything which isn't growing revenue.
Now, doesn't that make you a cuck?
No, that's just good business. Anything which isn't making you profit is distracting you from how you level up.
Right.
I mean, if you're hiring, I'm looking for some extra work.
This is exactly why I invest in the stock market, okay? So that I have time to fuck my wife, okay? Yeah.
Also, why'd you get married if you don't want to? Like, all right, bro, we get it. You're in the corner jacking off. You're a cuck. That's fine. But don't make no mistake. You're a cuck. That makes you a cuck. You're a cuck.
It was spoken like a true cuck. But then when we broke it down a little bit further, it kind of made sense. But that also means that he's out there fucking other people too, you know. He has to be.
Nah, I don't know. Do you see his goatee? He's got that fucking
like that Chris Penn. He's got like a Chris Penn haircut.
He's got that Chris Penn haircut with that fucking SA fucking goatee, but also he's got that twinkle in his eye. This guy is there's something femme there. I don't know. I don't trust him. I don't believe him.
I really thought this was going to be like a motivational video at first. And I was like, hey, listen to him.
It's like, yeah, I'm not cooking anymore. He's not cutting the grass.
He's going to drop us some fucking knowledge here in a second. Then he's like, I don't even have time to fuck my wife, so I let a guy come in and do it. It's just like,
okay.
Real men fuck this guy's wife.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't agree.
I don't agree with it. The first time I saw that video, I was like, oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that's right. He doesn't cook. He doesn't have time to mow the grass, because I'm thinking, you know, I do comedy, I write, and I'm like, I don't have time for that stuff. I got to block it all out, do this. And then he said that, and I was like, yeah, I don't mind doing that stuff myself.
It's I was like agreeing with him. I'm like, okay, cut the grass, do the laundry, do that. He's like, fuck the wife. Well, no, I got plenty of time to fuck my wife. No, I got plenty of time for that.
Yeah, you can make time. It's fine. Yeah,
no, it's okay. I mean, I only need like 6 to 16 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. What do you need? Like 3.5 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have 3.5 minutes?
Like,
you don't have 3 minutes to come, dude?
No, like this guy fucking turned it into like an hour and a half ordeal.
Oh, I'm sorry, you know? I stretch out the things I love. I'm sorry, I want to bask in the glory.
He's putting on his purple robe. He's lighting all the fucking candles. He's putting the right music
on. You just
don't
understand the feeling when that robe slides off your manly back and slides down, and have you brought forth to thee thine penis?
See, all of that, I get it. All of that really adds to the experience, but you know, after I fucking bust a nut, dude, none of that mattered anymore.
No, it doesn't.
You know, so just okay, let's get it done.
Yeah, but I don't think about it like that. I think about, I'm trying to live in the moment, and in the moment I'm enjoying myself. So why do I want to rush through it? Why do I want to rush through it? Because once I'm done, it's all over, and now I'm back to just playing Angry Birds on my phone or whatever the fuck I've been doing, or smoking a bowl or whatever. That's the part I enjoy, so that's the part I want to spend the time on.
Listen, I've idolized selfish lovers for most of my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with being a selfish lover. That's okay.
I came from a long line of selfish lovers, and I just don't want to be like that.
I hear you. Break the cycle. Yeah. Break the habit.
Plus, I'm a fucking weird. I get off on them getting off. If they're not getting off, then I'm like, what are we? Am I in trouble here? What's going on?
Well, as soon as my testosterone count went up, I'm finding more creative ways to actually spice it all up. Anyway, I'm actually like reenacting like shit that I'm seeing on like movies and shows and stuff like that. If I see like a guy, like we've talked about it before, but for example, you know, Patrick Bateman running around with the chainsaw with just gym shoes on.
Is this why you've been talking?
I totally want to do that.
Is this why you've been talking about Human Centipede so much?
Well. No comment.
All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I tried. Whatever. They're not all gold. You get some brass in there. Some brass for your ass. But yeah, no, I just want to enjoy those times. But I don't believe this guy. I feel like that has to be fake, or this guy's just an idiot. And the guy interviewing him is like, yeah, okay, right. But in his mind, he's like, this guy's fucking stupid.
Yeah, he's like, I'm nodding my head, but I don't agree with you.
I'm hoping this interview is over soon.
We paid you to be on our podcast.
What do you guys think? Is he a cuck, or is it innovative and time-saving to pay someone to shaboing your spouse?
You know, Andrew Tate says that if you're not out there procreating for the population of the world and procreation to make children, that that's gay.
Yeah, I saw that. Andrew Tate says that if you have sex with your girl just for the pleasure of sex, that you're gay. And no, you're gay.
Dude, I have a few questions. You're gay. I have a few questions about things that might be gay. Is masturbation gay? You're giving pleasure to a man and receiving pleasure from a man.
I'll tell you this. If masturbation is gay, then consider me Miles Davis.
Okay. Is it gay to wash your dick?
Oh, yeah. Super gay.
Okay.
Not really. I don't think it's gay. It's maintenance.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like if you're the captain of the ship, you got to scrape the barnacles off the hull.
Is it gay to be cold?
That's pretty gay. Yeah.
Gay, if you admit it, at least.
Yeah, to be like, oh, it's cold. A good comic friend of mine the other day, we did some spots, and we were outside afterwards, because that's where everybody hangs out at this place and drink, talk, cigarettes, whatever. But he kept saying he was cold. I got him a jacket out of my car. I was like, you want the one that's got my name on the sleeve, honey? Are you okay?
You cucked him, dude. You fucking, dude. That was a power move.
Yeah, and I'm saying this talking shit. He could probably knock me out. He's bigger than me, but and like he's in shape. But I let him borrow my leather jacket, and it looks so much better on him. I gave it to him.
I hate that.
I was like, how do I take it back now? I can barely zip the thing, and I look like I'm being pressurized, and he looks so good in it, and he was willing to give it back. I was like nah man, just like keep it, dude.
I hate when you loan somebody clothes of yours and it looks better on them than on you. It makes me want to immediately take the clothes back and like be like, no, you can't wear that outside. It doesn't look good on you.
But also now he's my girlfriend. So that's my jacket. Come over and make me some dinner, bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sandwich for daddy. Thank you, sir.
Let's kiss.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks for the lovemaking, sir. Wow, you sure did come a lot, sir.
How lovely was that tea party?
Yeah. May I have another?
Oh.
Let's move on, because now it's time for some crime stories.
Time for crime stories.
A 24-year-old Hamilton woman's behind bars tonight in Butler County, accused of robbing a bank at gunpoint.
So tonight we're getting our first look at the moment that she was taken into police custody. Fairfield Township Police body cams capture the moment officers arrived at 74-year-old Ann Mayers' Hamilton home, where they met her in the backyard.
Ma'am, do you have any weapons on you?
Lord, no.
Okay.
What did we do?
Okay. Yeah, I want you over there for me, please. Thank you.
Calm and cooperative, Mayers takes a seat on a nearby retaining wall as officers confirm the silver car parked in the driveway was the same one used in a bank robbery just hours before.
Definitely not a typical demographic you would expect to be robbing a bank.
Sergeant Brandon McCroskey says that they were called to this credit union on Creekside Drive around 1:30 Friday afternoon on reports of a bank robbery. These are surveillance images from the holdup during which investigators say Mayers showed a gun before getting away with about $500. Officers say they recovered the money and the weapon, then placed her under arrest. It was then during the ride to the police department, Mayers made this confession.
I did whatever you're here for.
I'm sorry?
I did whatever you're here for.
Okay. What will that be?
Our group.
Okay.
My sister knows nothing about it.
Okay.
McCroskey says Mayers has no criminal record and has never been arrested. He says it appears she was facing financial hardship and wasn't the only one believed to be trying to steal money.
It seems as though she'd been communicating, possibly, as I understand it, with some people online who may have been scamming her. Very common theme, unfortunately, and tragically now we see a lot of that with elderly victims who are being scammed out of large amounts of money. It seems like that very well could be the case here.
So Mayers is being held at the Butler County Jail tonight. She is charged with aggravated theft with a firearm and tampering with evidence. The sergeant tells me that if she's found guilty, she could face up to 10 to 15 years behind bars.
So just when I think white privilege is ceasing to exist, I heard a woo when they broke into her house first. So she thought it was a rock concert, first off, very white. Okay.
What do you mean? I didn't hear
that. I heard a woo like that as they were first breaking into her house.
She's listening to Michael McDonald. Yeah. She's celebrating.
Doobie Brothers, come on in, cops.
She's drinking some sangria and listening to Michael McDonald.
But it just proves that white privilege exists, because now you have the police officer justifying and defending her on why she did it.
I don't think he justified. I think he's just telling the story.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it white privilege, or was that just cooperation, the way this all went down?
I think it was cooperation. It's an old lady. People are just nicer to old ladies, especially. She's like, yeah, I did it. She's like, and he probably felt bad for her, because she either fell for the fucking Nigerian prince scam,
mm-hmm.
or the new one where the thing pops up on her computer, you think there's an issue, and they call you, and they're like, ma'am, we are with the computer people, and then they give them their money.
Yep.
Because they can log into your computer from wherever they are remotely.
We need to verify your social security number and your credit card numbers, yeah. and your bank account number. Yeah.
Yeah. Or something pops up and she calls them. She's like, well, I called them, so it must be legit.
It must be legit.
Yeah.
They said that she was possibly being scammed. I was saying, one of the other scams too would be like, hey, I'm out of the country right now, but if you could just go ahead and send a check. I want to buy your product, but if you'll just go ahead and just send a check for what everything's going to cost. You seen this one?
Yeah, I've seen this one.
Cut me a check. I'll get my part. I'll make sure you get your part back. It's just like,
what are you talking about?
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
No. Stop it.
Yeah, when I was looking for a place to live, there was a lot of those fake ads. They were just finding stuff on like Google Maps or Zillow.
Yeah.
And then they'd have you come to the house, and it'd be like a house that's vacant, and there's a lockbox, and then they want you to pay $50 as an application fee to be able to go in and look at the house.
Mm-hmm.
But then you pay them the money, and the lockbox never opens, and then they just disconnect and block your number.
Sounds like you fell for it a couple times.
Yeah, I almost did. But I looked the place up on Zillow and saw who it was actually listed with, and I found them online. I called them. They're like, yeah, that's a scam. That's been the four people have fallen for this today.
Interesting. Okay.
And I was never going to pay, because I was like, I'm not paying $50. Because my thing is, why would I pay you before I look it up? I'm not paying you shit. Why would I? There was an apartment complex down the road from me. I was going to look at a townhome, And I hit them up. They're like, yeah, come look. It's a $50 application fee. I was like, oh, if I like it, I have no problem with that. They're like, well, it's first. I was like, well, it's not. I was like, why would I put an application for somewhere that I don't even know if I want? I might not even want that place. And she's like, you sound difficult. I was like, you sound difficult. Fuck you. And she goes, well, I don't think this is going to work out. I was like, you don't think it's going to work out? You're a stupid bitch. So I was like, well, that's stupid. I'm not going to pay you to look. She's like, I'm not going to waste my time showing it to people. And I was like, okay, well, that's just how it works. That's just what
I would have called them back from like six different phone numbers and like gave the same shtick every time. Just so that they could see how ridiculous they sound.
I called them every day for a week. Every day.
Can I point out one gangster ass thing that Granny did? She covered for her accomplice. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I just want to let you know my sister wasn't involved. She had nothing to do with it.
She had no idea.
Her sister was the ringleader. Her sister knew everything that was going on with that
shit. Her sister probably thought of it.
Let me ask you this. If it was $500 or less, does it cease to be a felony now?
That's because I was thinking, like, what if it was $4.99? What if she just left $1 behind?
I only want $4.99, please.
Yeah.
She'd be the only person in the history of robbing a bank that it wasn't a felony.
Yeah.
It was a misdemeanor.
But also, they said she had a gun. So she went in there with armed robbery.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Granny did armed robbery. She was fucking gangster, dude.
Yeah. I mean, don't let the wrinkly face and the ashtray colored hair and the fact that she probably looked like a receptionist at some company you probably worked for previously fool you.
Yeah.
These old
one that we both worked with.
These old people, man, they got some gangsterisms in them still. You know?
They were around back when we were saying that people are scared. They were back when people were just throwing out words that people are scared to hear nowadays or say.
Well,
they don't give a shit. They went through tougher times. I mean, yeah, shit's rough now, racism, all that, but we got no monsters coming to kill us. We're not being invaded. We're not being blown up. There's no Great Depression going on. Yeah, everything's high, but I mean, we got technology and food and houses and stuff.
They didn't even hide the car.
No.
They probably drove straight home.
This should be a comedy movie. Two old ladies fucking robbing a bank.
Let's round table this.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Get me Melissa McCarthy on the horn now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, fucking the Geritol fucking wins today. You know?
Yeah. But also, what about that cop? He looked like a fucking nerd.
Didn't he look like what's the bald headed guy in King of the Hill with the wife beater all the time? He looked like Bill.
Yeah, he looked like skinny Bill. He looked like Bill when he got in shape. He looked like Bill. And why do you have to bring up the normal demographic? Just say you mean black dudes. You were going to say it's not a black dude.
Yeah, the normal demographic. What are you saying? Old people don't rob banks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you saying that women don't rob banks? No.
Well, I mean statistically.
So you're saying white people? Yeah.
Not the normal demographic is white people. Oh, okay. Thanks, nerd.
Okay.
Thanks for chiming in with that part. Okay.
Right. We didn't really need that. I saw the place behind the pines. I know white people rob banks. All right. Yeah. What do you think we sit around and talk about when we're fucking back against the wall, dude, with bills?
My entire life, I've tried to think of a way to rob a bank and get away with it. I would love just to have the experience of robbing a bank. Plus, I would love the money.
The mental blueprint is always being put together in our head. Okay.
What if you're in a bank and all of a sudden everybody just passes out, falls asleep, and all the electronics stop working? Like an EMP goes off and the vault's just open. What are you gonna do?
What if you were in like Groundhog Day, you know, and you're living the day over and over and over again?
Absolutely.
I would do
absolutely.
I would do it then.
Yeah.
Then.
I would at least case the place out every day to figure out for when I can get out of Groundhog Day how I can rob this fucking bank.
Now watch, the day Groundhog Day ends is the day you rob the bank.
Yeah.
Like, ah, shit. I thought I had a mulligan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the
I had a do over.
But then you could do it again because it's over.
Yeah.
Doesn't it start over and then
what if that was the last day of the repeat? All that prepping, all of that legwork,
and
all
then
of
you're
that
doing stuck.
It, and then the day you finally do the robbery, that's the day that you're not in the loop anymore.
That would suck.
Yeah. That'd be my luck.
Well, I hope this lady doesn't I know it's a crime. I know it's fucked up, but I hope she doesn't get 10 to 15 years. I know the having a gun multiplies, it's a mitigating factor. You didn't even think I know that word, did you?
I'm proud.
It's a mitigator.
Proud moment.
Yeah.
Proud papa here. Yeah.
Mitigator wants his money. But 10 to 15, I mean, she ain't going to be around for that.
No.
Did you catch her age? Did you catch her age? I think they said 60s.
Upper 60s, I thought I heard. 68? Yeah. That's almost like a death sentence for her. I mean, that's a life sentence. You know?
I bet she'll get probation because that's where the white privilege comes in.
There we go.
That's where it is. She'll probably get probation or something like that, house arrest.
She'll be released to the custody of her sister that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which house arrest sucks, but it's a lot better than jail.
Yeah, I'd rather be at home with all my cool shit.
I've had both experiences. I house arrest. I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'd rather do totally. That.
Even weekend jail is a drag.
Yeah, weekend jail is a drag. I can get through it. I just fucking take a bunch of pills when I go right before I go in and sleep through the first like couple days
mm-hmm.
or first like 40 hours and then. There's 6 hours of reading a book or whatever.
I learned from my stints in weekend jail that the Underworld series seems to be on cable every weekend.
And so does the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And so does Naked and Afraid is always on. Like there's a channel that's always showing Naked and Afraid.
Switch it up a little bit, TBS and TNT. Like, come on. Don't you guys like, isn't this where sports live? Come on.
Play The Matrix again or something. I don't know. What? Yeah.
I'd rather watch the Twilight series than that shit.
Actually, the last time I did Weekend Jail, it was during the NBA Finals a few years ago. So there's a lot of that. So that was all right. But then as soon as that would go off, I swear to God they would play one of the Lord of the Rings movies or The Hobbit or something like that. Mm. It was always one of those from that series.
The last time I had to do Weekend Jail, and this was all for traffic, by the way, just so you know, I didn't commit a real crime. I
killed a kid. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't.
It was the year that the Giants knocked the Cowboys out in the wild card, and then they went on to win and beat Tom Brady with the 17-1. It was that year. And we were at the very tail end of the game, and there was like only like 3 minutes left. And do you think the guards let us watch it?
Lights out?
Lights out, baby.
Motherfucker.
Lights out. They were like, you know what? You know what? Don't go to fucking jail.
Yeah. So our guards, it depended on the guards that were there, because some of them were cool. Not cool, but they would let us, like, they let us finish a couple NBA games.
Mm.
But there were some of them that were dicks. The big thing they would do is cycle through and walk through, because, you know, when somebody gets out, because it's a stacked schedule,
yep.
and you grab their mat or their blanket because it's fucking terrible to sleep in there.
You double up.
Yeah, you double up. And I'd even hang the blanket over the side for privacy. But that was just because I was hiding my extra mat. And they'd be like, Benavides, get it out of here. Move it now. Yeah.
Like, I wasn't trying to hide the fact that I was having butt sex with another guy.
It's like, what, man? You a homophobe? Is that your problem? He's like, fuck on the floor. I don't care. Just, you can't have two mats. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. Wait. Did you ever get a strip searched when you went into weekend jail?
Oh, it was every time. Every time. You had to squat and cough butt naked.
You didn't get a cavity search?
No, I didn't.
I got
you?
Yeah.
Wow. No, they just did the squat and cough for me.
I always had a squat and cough, but no, actually, you know what? Not always, but there was this one guy on the last day. I'm checking in at 11 p.m. I get out at midnight, and they're like, you'll be here like 20 minutes. We'll send you to get your ankle monitor off and all that. I was like, cool. So I go in. They're like, we still got to process you through. I'm ready to squat and cough. This guy did a cavity search. I was like, what are you doing, man?
No.
I'm going to be here 20 minutes. I was like, you think this is the time I'm going to hot pocket some Vicodin?
Yeah, this is.
I was like, I can wait. It's 20 minutes. I'm going to be here at an hour the most, and I'm getting out of here. And he goes, well, I've heard stories. I was like, well, I've heard stories of dinosaurs. You don't see me searching for a fucking raptor.
You're like, all my contraband is in the car waiting for me to leave here.
I was like, dude, I got a blunt roll. I'm ready to get the fuck. I got a fucking bottle of tequila in the car, dude. I'm a fucking party.
My bane was not a blunt waiting in the car. I had a Bear Claw and a Welch's grape soda waiting to go.
I didn't have any food waiting because I wanted to go get hot food. But also, I was only going to be there an hour, so it wasn't a big deal. It was the when you get out that early Monday morning, go straight to that Carl's Jr. that was across from the jail.
Man, get you a double superstar.
Oh, get you a loaded omelet biscuit.
Dad, I'll say the Western Rodeo Burger with the onion rings on it.
Oh, that one's pretty good. And weirdly, in the morning, pretty fucking good.
I only imagined the Paris Hilton commercial when she had all the black leather bathing suit on with the ketchup dripping everywhere.
Oh,
it's because I was surrounded by men for like the last 50 hours.
Yeah, you know, and so. You were so horny.
Had to let it out somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Use the ketchup as lube. All right. Clearly, this episode's over. We went long and over, and I don't know. We're just kind of jabbering now, so I don't want to do it anymore.
Whatever. We're done. It felt good.
Also, if you came to my Fire Ass special last week, thank you for coming out. It was great. I actually haven't filmed it yet, but it will be. So, whatever. Suck on that, losers. Yeah.
You saw me there.
Yeah. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe you weren't paying attention. Maybe you were guffawing and laughing so hard and spilling your drink everywhere you didn't have time to look for him. That's fine. It's all good.
I gotta say, I feel like I'm a good person to have at a comedy show, because even if I've heard the jokes before, I'm just compelled to just laugh loudly.
Yeah. Yeah, you do it at a comedy show. You do not do it on this podcast. I know that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But what was I gonna say?
Goodbye.
Yeah, we're done here. all the things. Check us out. Oh, my special will be out in a couple months. It's being like professionally done. So when it's out, you guys go watch it. I'm going to put it on YouTube. I don't think Prime or Netflix or anybody. Nobody wants this. I'm just doing it.
Even if they took it, they would take a cut of the money. So keep it all in-house.
Yeah, but it would get me, it would boost me up in my career to be able to sell tickets. So, I mean, it's worth it, you know?
Let's investigate.
I would do that because I'm probably not. My YouTube channel doesn't have shit on it, but you guys go find me on YouTube, Mikey B. The Comic. Any of the social media, you can find me anywhere, Mikey B. The Comic, at Mikey B. The Comic on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I don't use my fan page on there, so I wouldn't even worry about it. Or you can find me mikeyb.card.co. Two R's in card. It's stupid. I couldn't afford a real site.
Nice.
But also check out the podcast. We got a lot of clips out, a lot of good stuff. More stuff coming at the Open Mic Podcast on all platforms, everywhere, anywhere you want to look.
Mike, M-I-K-E.
Yeah, and look for my special. Be out in a couple months. I don't have an exact time yet because we're sent to like sound mixers and color grading guys and all this shit.
Whoa. But, color?
Yeah, the colored guys are going to fix my special up for me. And yeah, they colored the special. They're color graders. Yeah. Color gators. That's color graders.
That's using your white privilege right now.
Yeah. I'm being pulled over at the moment. But it's going to be called Honorable Scumbag, Mikey B. You just go to my YouTube, find it, whatever. I'll tell you guys. I'm not going to shut up about it. Jason's already annoyed with it. I'm annoyed with it, but I'm going to keep talking about
it. I'm excited about it, actually. I'm looking forward to it.
I think it'll be good.
Because when you make it, we make it.
Yeah. Yeah, we make it real weird when I leave. No, but I'm excited. But that's it. Toodles. Kisses. I'm gay.